Romans 12:3-8. By the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Mia is going to present us with a sermon. I'd like to say a prayer for her. Father God, just thank you for Mia and for her gifts that she gives to us. I just pray that you will bless her and sustain her as she leads us in this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
A couple of months ago, about 6 months ago, if people asked me what I was planning to do over the summer, I would have easily said, oh, I'm just going to be working on the rank farm, building up some cash for the future. I had no intention of doing a church internship this summer, but that's what I ended up doing. Each year, EMU, around the springtime, sets out an email for the MIP program, which stands for Ministry Inquiry Program. It's an email that I've seen before, but this year, when I read it, I felt something stirring inside of me. It's kind of like a little bit of a nudge. And so I opened the email, I read it, felt this nudge, and I was like, okay, I'll come back to this. So I thought about it and decided that, you know what, I'm going to fill out the application. I'm going to see what this all entails and see if maybe this would be an opportunity for me to do this summer. It turns out that's what I ended up doing. So here I am this morning in front of you guys presenting my last sermon as this second internship of the year comes to a close. What do you feel God is calling you to do during this time? This was the first question Randy asked me as we discussed what the summer would hold. I went outside to spend some time alone with God and to listen for ideas and inspiration. The word that came to me was connecting. After coming back inside, Randy and I reconnected, and he gave me some ideas in which he was thinking about for the summer. He showed me a piece of paper with some words and ideas that he had written down, and one of the words on his piece of paper was connecting. Was this a God thing? I think probably so. The word connecting has been one that I have really focused on during my time as intern pastor here. During my time serving as an intern, I've gone on many home visits with Randy, and it's probably been one of my favorite parts about this whole entire internship. I've loved getting to know all of you more deeply and on a more personal level and hearing the stories that you contribute to our congregation. Every time that I left one of these visits, I always thought, wow, we have some great, amazing people in our congregation. Not only did I connect with people from this church, but I also connected with other churches, such as Forest Hills, River's Edge, Sunnyside, Blossom Hill, and James Street. And this came in a lot of different forms. I talked to a lot of the pastors. I worked with VBS for Blossom Hill and Forest Hills, and did some shadowing as well. On Thursdays, I volunteered with CVCCS alongside some fellow church members. There, I connected and built relationships with the people I worked next to, but with also the clients in which we are serving who are coming in to get clothing and food items. Going to convention the last month, I also made connections with the broader church community. As humans, we were created to connect with those around us. When we connect with those around us, I believe we are connecting with God, because God can be found in each of us if we accept him as our Lord and Savior. When I was younger, I was an introvert to the max. talking to people or talking in front of people had no appeal to me whatsoever. Who would have guessed years later I would be standing in front of a congregation preaching, no less? Over the years, I learned to enjoy the company of people more and realized talking in front of people was really not that bad. It was actually kind of fun. With my new appreciation for connecting with those around me, I started looking for more opportunities and ways to connect with people, whether they were people that I already had known or people that I was meeting for the very first time. Over time, I learned that when I connect with people, I have the opportunity to share into their life and them into mine. God wants us to connect with others. It is not always easy, but I like to believe conversations can change lives, especially when Jesus is at the center of them. There are some really great stories in the Bible pertaining friendship. The first one being Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. One of my favorite hymns. Throughout Jesus' time here on earth, he worked hard on building relationships, not only with his disciples, but with everyone around him, everyone who came in contact with. He connected with people who were considered unclean and were outcasted from their communities. He connected with people who already had a faith and followed the laws. Now, not everyone was very welcoming of these connections that he was trying to make, but that did not stop him, and I don't think it should stop us either. The story of Ruth and Naomi is another example. Ruth refuses to leave her mother-in-law, Naomi, when she plans on returning to Judah. Ruth shows dedication and loyalty when she stayed with Naomi. In Ruth 1, verses 15 to 18, it says, "And she said, 'See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law.' But Ruth said, 'Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you.' And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more." How do we show dedication and loyalty in the connections and relationships that we maintain now? How do we support those around us? Now let me tell you, I have never seen a more faithful creature created by God than my dog, Izzy. For you who have not had the honor of meeting this beloved family pet, Izzy is supposedly a purebred pug. We're not quite sure about that, though, as she does have a breathing problem and tends to sound more like a pig than a dog. We have had her for the last 10 years, and from the beginning, since we've gotten her, Izzy has chosen me to be the item in which she worships and adores. By that, I mean she never leaves my side, except for when it involves food. Now, we are not animals, but in its own funny way, I think that this is a great example of what it means to follow Jesus. To never leave his side, no matter what, and to always be striving to stay close by his side. We can do this through our friendships as well. And as I mentioned before, when you befriend someone, you are befriending Jesus, because he can be found in all of us if we open our hearts to him. Another relationship in the Bible is between David and Jonathan, and it's another great example of connecting and building relationships, because Jonathan's relationship with David empowered him. In 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 5, it reads, "As soon as he finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David, and his armor, and even his sword, and his bow, and his belt. And David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him, so that Saul sent him over the men of war. And this was good in the sight of all people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants." This friendship between Jonathan and David shows that God uses people in our lives to empower us. When was the last time you were empowered by someone in your life? When was the last time you empowered someone in your life? The connections and relationships that we build in a lifetime can be very powerful. You may have or have had a significant impact on someone's life and never know it. Never underestimate the joy that you can bring into other people's lives through connections and friendships. God uses all of us in our own ways, in his own time. A question that I often asked myself this summer was, how do I sustain all the connections and relationships that I am making over this time as intern, especially if it's only for a short period of time? Throughout the summer, I came to realize that just because a group of people or a person in our life is there for a short period of time does not mean that that connection or relationship has any lesser impact than those that we connect with on a daily basis. God does amazing work through short encounters and conversations. We just have to be open to him and to the people that he brings into our life. My father likes to tell a story that happened the first Christmas that we were a family. My father carried me down that Christmas morning, probably because I was the first one up. I was never a good sleeper, and that hasn't changed in the past number of years. When I saw the Christmas tree, my eyes lit up and I exclaimed, "La-di-da!" I cannot tell you exactly what that means, but I do know that it came from a spirit of amazement and wonder. My love for Christmas has not changed, and I still hold the wonder and amazement year to year. So as we all continue on this grand adventure known as life, may we never continue to lose the wonder and the amazement that this world has to offer. Remember to give up some of the control in life to God and ask him what he has for you each day. Spread the gifts that God has given you to everyone around you, whether that be people in this congregation, to your neighbors who live right next door, or to the person you just meet on the street. Let the love that God has given you shine into everything that you do with a little la-di-da.